Abstract: the subject study deals with an important historical event that led to the signing of the peace agreements in the Yulu Community, autonomous region of the North Caribbean coast, Nicaragua. In historical terms, this issue is important because the dialogue and the signing of the peace agreements defined the attention to the ethnic, political and social demands for which the indigenous groups fought. There is no writing that clearly and systematically narrates the period of war in the Caribbean between 1980 to 1984, which is why it is necessary to scrutinize reality to understand what happened in the armed conflict. Identifying the causes and consequences that had repercussions in the life of the indigenous inhabitants of the Caribbean and reflect on the socio-political context. It is reconstructed from the collective memory of personalities who played an important role: leaders, community elders, representatives of churches, state institutions, the regional Red Cross, members of the Ministry of the Interior and some members of the Kizan Indigenous Resistance. Open semi-structured interviews and a focus group were applied, thus collecting the major results of the pacification process. See Sapphire: return of the communities to the Cocoa River, approval of autonomy consultations, disarmament of the armed groups called Contras or Indigenous Resistance at that time, recognition of their ancestral lands, keywords, armed conflict, dialogue process, signing of agreements and pacification.